KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 74 degrees in Atlantic. It'll be sunny, hot, and humid today with a high around 95. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters. You can trust names like Radio Shack, U.S. Cellular, and DishNet. A spokesman for the Iowa Governor's Office calls the Missouri River flooding an increasingly serious situation. And the National Weather Service warns that Interstate 29 would be flooded if a weakened levee in far southwest Iowa fails. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Officials issued a mandatory evacuation order for about half of the town of Hamburg on Sunday, forcing about 600 residents to leave because of problems with a levee south of town. Derek Hill, head of the Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management Division, described the breach as a boil, a hole of less than an inch and a half in diameter. It created a small geyser of water that began spraying onto the dry side of the levee. This geyser or boil was found about 2 miles south of the Iowa-Missouri border, but Hill says the water would flow back into Hamburg if the levee fails.
Because of the topography there, it's fairly flat land. There's not a lot of elevation change. And the hydrologist explained that more than likely that's the direction the water will flow.
A Black Hawk helicopter was dispatched Sunday to the levee breach. 1,000-pound sandbags were dropped from that helicopter in hopes of plugging the hole. Hill has seen maps from the Army Corps of Engineers, which indicate the Missouri River may flood as far as 2 miles into Iowa at some locations. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And a second partial breach has been reported on a Missouri River levee in northwest Missouri. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, as Kay mentioned, reported the first breach on the levee near the Iowa-Missouri border on Sunday. The second breach, which is about 10 feet wide, was reported this morning. News time is 7:08.
Okay, you have your computer. It ran about $700. The printer, about $100. Ink cartridges, they average about $35 a piece. And photo paper, about 10 cents per sheet. You're ready to go, ready to print your own pictures at home. So, let's get started. First picture comes up. You adjust the low light, take the red eye out and print. Uh-oh, you adjusted a little too much for the brightness. Do it again and print. Oh, that's two sheets of paper and ink, but it's still not right. Here we go again. Three sheets of paper and ink. Now your time's starting to add up. Just how much is your time worth?
This is Carol at Rex Pharmacy. You know, you could have just brought your digital media to us and have all your prints professionally printed for just 30 cents a piece. Save even more time and email your shots to rexphoto@metc.net. In the Rex Pharmacy Photo Lab, it's all we've ever done. Take care of you and your pictures. So bring us your digital media or your film and get personalized service from people you can count on.
The latest report from the Iowa Department of Transportation says that all portions of Interstate 29 in Iowa remain open at this time. A minor levee boil south of Hamburg yesterday has not impacted I-29 in Iowa, but the DOT is monitoring the situation there, and they say there is no imminent danger to I-29 at this time. If it becomes necessary to close the interstate or other state roadways due to flooding, the Iowa Department of Transportation will provide the public with as much advance notice as possible, and if a road is closed due to flash flooding, a notice will be issued also as quickly as possible. For the latest road conditions 24 hours a day, you can go on the web to www.511ia.org or call 511 within the state of Iowa. Iowa's only nuclear power plant is in Palo near Cedar Rapids, but another one is located just across the now-flooding Missouri River in Fort Calhoun, Nebraska. Mike Jones is a spokesman for the Fort Calhoun Nuclear Power Plant and says they're ready for any threat from the rising waterway.
We are trying to be prepared in case there is any flooding down the road here. We have sandbagged some areas. We have filled a number of sandbags in case they're needed in other areas.
Jones says they're taking a number of steps to protect potential danger zones.
We've moved some equipment. We've looked at and to make sure that our floodgates are ready if we need to use them. We are trying to be very proactive and be in a state of readiness.
In light of all that happened in Japan a few months ago when a power plant was washed over by a tsunami, Jones says people in eastern Nebraska and here in western Iowa don't have to worry about any type of nuclear disaster here. He notes that the plant isn't even running at the moment.
The plant is in a refueling outage, so it is not operating, but we want to be prepared. Should we be completed by the time that the river goes back down to make sure we're able to operate?
He says they're keeping a careful watch on the Missouri River, which may continue rising through mid-June.
The best thing that we can do right now is what everybody else is doing, and that is keep a very close eye on the river, and if it starts to rise, to make sure that we are taking the appropriate steps.
The Fort Calhoun plant is reportedly designed to handle 14 to 15 feet additional of water from the current stage. Emergency management officials in Pottawatomie County report several sources are available to keep current on expected flood conditions and preparedness efforts. Citizens can stay up to date on the flood information in Pott County by dialing 211. In addition, web pages have been established at www.pottcounty.com and www.councilbluffs-ia.gov. Elsewhere in the news, an investigation into suspicious activity in a farm field in rural Red Oak early Sunday morning led to the arrest of a teenager. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 17-year-old Dalton P. Valentin of Red Oak was arrested just before 2 a.m. on a charge of minor in possession of alcohol. Valentin was taken into custody in the field located at the end of 137th Street in rural Red Oak, processed at the jail, and then released to the custody of his mother. Members of the CAM Community School District's Interim Board of Education will meet this evening at the CAM High School Media Center. On the agenda for the 7 o'clock session is discussion and or action on resignations, various board policies, contracts for high school special ed and custodians' positions, along with an administrative assistant contract, a preschool special education agreement, contract modifications for Shelley Miller and Jennifer Burns, the 2011-2012 school calendar revisions, and curriculum changes. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
This is Denny at Rex Pharmacy, and I want to be your pharmacist. Now, that means different things to different people. Some people need advice on over-the-counter medications or a very occasional prescription when they're ill. If that describes you, you need to choose a pharmacist who will answer your over-the-counter questions and guide you to the right medications, one that is safe for you to take and that will address the symptoms you have. Other people who have ongoing prescriptions need to see a pharmacist regularly. If that's you, other issues become important, and you need to know you have the right to choose. If where you live or where you work happens to change, and the location of your pharmacist is no longer convenient for you, I want to be your pharmacist. If you want easy access, park right outside either our front or back door. I'm only a few steps away, and I want to be your pharmacist. We also offer free prescription delivery in Atlantic. So whether you visit a pharmacy occasionally or regularly, remember, you have a choice. This is Denny at Rex Pharmacy, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements, 96-year-old Dorothea Van Vliet of Fontenelle died Friday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Dorothea Van Vliet will be today at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. 31-year-old Lisa Bain of Atlantic died Thursday at the Cass Incorporated Residential Services. Combination funeral and memorial services for Lisa Bain and her grandfather, Kenneth E. Bain, who died April 14th in California, will be held 10 a.m. Tuesday at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 94-year-old Darlene Jewel Blakely of Harlan died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Darlene Blakely will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 90-year-old Joseph Lawrence Sullivan of Panama died Friday at Murtu Hospital. A massive Christian burial service for Joseph Sullivan will be held Tuesday at 1:30 at St. Mary of the Assumption Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 85-year-old L. Darlene Adair of Panora died Friday at the Lakeside Village in Panora. Funeral services for Darlene Adair will be on Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. 66-year-old Bonnie L. Sharon of Guthrie Center died Friday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Bonnie Sharon will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. 88-year-old Marjorie Maxine Schaff of Kearney, Nebraska, died Tuesday, or rather Thursday, at the St. Luke's Good Samaritan Village. Funeral services for Marjorie Schaff will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. 52-year-old Dennis Edward Bentz of Harlan and formerly of Oakland died Thursday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Cremation has taken place and no services for Dennis Bentz will be held at this time. Reagan Beath Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. And 77-year-old Earl Weinheimer of Fontenelle died Saturday in Greenfield. Funeral services for Earl Weinheimer are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone.